Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Elandus Young. ELANDUSYOUNG. Date of service is 4/15/2025. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. The date of accident is January 17, 2022. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he is here for a accident that happened on January 17, 2022, leading to all the symptoms. Patient was involved as a pedestrian in this accident when he was walking on a green light, and another car came without stopping on a red light. He was pinned under the car after being hit, and he flew in the air after coming down. He was sent to St. John Hospital as unconscious and in coma, and patient recovered after surgery. He underwent three surgeries for the cervical spine, January 20, January 21, and January 26 at the DMC Hospital emergency room. Since then, he has been recuperating. His pain in the neck is still between 9 and 10. And pain in the left shoulder is also 9 to 10. Pain in the lower back is also 9 to 10. He also has pain in the right knee, which is 10. Pain in the and then there is a numbness and tingling of the second and third finger on the left side for carpal tunnel. The patient has constant numbness and tingling of both legs posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Patient is able to walk with a cane up to a block without pain, can sit for half an hour, standing 15-20 minutes, sleep 2 to 3 hours. Pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 most of the time. ADLs are affected 10. He reports that he has not completely recovered. Only 10% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs. For system review, additional issues, and for substance abuse in the compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 127 over 73, pulse 52, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 2/18/2025, dictation number 0225-037. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. The patient has ongoing issues in the shoulder, with 50% tear of the undersurface of the supraspinous tendon and anterior labrum tear in the right shoulder. In the left shoulder, patient has superior labrum tear slab type 2 with supraspinous tendon 75% tear and moderate arthritis of the AC joint. Patient was informed that he requires surgical intervention for the shoulder, but the patient is not interested. In the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 with mild to moderate canal stenosis. In the cervical spine, patient has had evidence of surgery at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5 with laminectomy and fusion surgery. He still has a bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7, but there is a decompression and laminectomy is found at C7 and T1. All the cervical levels, he has evidence of surgery. So we are not planning to give any injections, but maybe one or two injections to the lower back can be done at lumbar epidural. In the knee area, patient has intact cruciate ligament, intact menisci. Only the patellofemoral degenerative changes are present and arthritic changes are present, for which patient has been advised to consult a regular orthopedic surgeon and have a knee replacement consultation done so that he can be helped. Currently, his neck pain, lower back pain, and left shoulder pain, and possibly the right shoulder pain are coming from the auto accident that he underwent. He will be provided some injections. He has already had 8 epidural injections, but SI joint injections have not been done, and also his shoulder injection will need to be done. Thank you. A carpal tunnel is also suspected for his right hand that would need to be done, and a possible EFG and nerve conduction test. The patient will be scheduled for these procedures, and we'll go from there. Thank you. His medications are provided, which are as follows. Patient was provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 20 milligram, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. He is provided with Tylenol codeine number 4, one every 12 hours, 60 tablets. Elovil is provided for sleep, GAD disorder, 50 milligram at night. He is provided with Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for severe anxiety and panic. Lyrica is provided, 15 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Furosets are provided for headache relief, and Lidopro ointment for topical pain relief. The patient seems comfortable and stable. He is continuing his physical therapy, and currently he has been discontinued from physical therapy, and he would like to come back for his injection treatment. Thank you. He do not want any surgery. And the blood pressure was 127 over 73, pulse 52, pulse ox was 100 for today. And rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 2/18/2025, dictation number 0225-037. Thank you.